What's up, y'all? It's the Mike Savage Show. Back again. Right here on Anchor FM, the hottest podcast in the world, man. Today, we're going to be talking about mental health. Like I said, today, we're going to be talking about mental health. Something I know quite a bit about. Like I told, because you know my show, you know my back when I was a little kid. Everybody know when I was young, my great aunt abused me and molested me when I was a little kid. And for years, I dealt with mental health issues because of that. Plus, when I was in school, people used to tease me about my stuttering, about my speech impediment and stuff like that. And I thought about suicide plenty of times, killing myself plenty of times. But then I was like, one time, I was getting ready to jump out the window. The only thing that stopped me, I was like, damn. Like a long-ass drop, man. It's gonna hurt like a motherfucker. Damn. It's gonna hurt like a bitch if I fall out the window, kill myself. It's gonna hurt. That's why I didn't jump. But yeah, man. Mental health ain't no joke, man. Take that shit seriously, man. Mental health is not no joke, man. I still deal with depression, but the way I deal with it, I just talk about it. I just get on. That's why I got Instagram. That's why I got TikTok and all that stuff. Cause when I'm depressed, I just get on TikTok and just start dancing and shit. Do a little dance and shit. Cut up a little bit. Yeah. I get on Twitter and just do some crazy shit on Twitter, Instagram and shit. Some funny shit. That's why I'm glad I got Instagram. That's why I got Twitter and stuff like that. So keep my mind occupied, my mind busy. Because this pandemic and stuff going crazy. I'm getting no jobs and stuff going on. I'm trying to find some work and stuff, man. That's why I get on Instagram and TikTok to relieve my stress and my depression and stuff. You know, and just laugh about stuff, man. Because some such stuff you guys got to deal with it. Because for years, I done pushed stuff down and down and down. Instead of dealing with it, I just push it down, deep down inside of me, and let it go. But yeah, oh, I pray about it. I used to be angry a lot when I was young. Because everything I had been through. Mom down to AIDS and all that crazy stuff, man. Mom died of AIDS in 2002. My best friend got killed in 2017. My homeboy, man, my best friend in the world, man, got killed. It's crazy, man. So I just want to say, man, take mental health is serious, man. Depression is a serious thing, man. Depression is something I still deal with right now, today. That's why when you see me on TikTok, doing TikTok stuff, dancing and stuff. Or you see me on Instagram, dancing to different songs and shit. That's how I get rid of my stress and my depression and stuff. I while I watch some on YouTube and shit, or some funny shit on YouTube, help me cheer me up and shit, man. Back in the day, I would listen to like rap music, some old rap music and shit, keep my mind occupied on some shit, man. But yeah, man, mental health is a terrible thing, man. Let's keep that serious. Just like take that vaccine serious, man. Hey, everybody up to talking about, I don't want to get vaccine shit. I'm scared, man. The side effects, man, everything like got side effects to it, man. Come on, man, y'all know that shit's true. Everything like got side effects to it. But yeah, man. Everybody know my story about me being abused when I was a little kid. I think I was like 6 or 7 years old. My aunt, my great aunt, started abusing me and molesting me and shit. That was the most terrible thing I ever did when I was young, getting abused and molested and shit, man. Then my, as I got older, kids teasing about my stuttering and stuff. But I never let, that's why I'm so strong-minded right now, because everything I've been through in my younger days, that's why when I hear negative comments on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, I only let it bother me because you gotta have thick skin to be on TikTok and all that stuff, because folks say crazy stuff about you, or folks say crazy stuff to you and shit. You just gotta deal with that shit, man. Instead of me lashing out, I just go ahead and block them or delete them or some shit. Keep on moving, man, because you can't change everybody, man. You can't change everybody. There's a word I always say to myself every time I say something or do something. Whatever you do in life, man, let the Lord Jesus guide your footsteps. Because without God, man, you ain't got nothing, man. You ain't nothing without God, man. That's why I always say God is everything. Without Him, nothing is possible. God the praise, God the glory, man. I'm not perfect. I'm not even, I say I'm perfect or nothing. I got flaws and stuff like that. Yeah, we all got flaws. Stuff I'm working on, my temper and stuff like that, man. But yeah, man, I just want to stop on here and tell y'all about mental health, man. Ain't no joke, man. It's serious business. Same as getting that vaccine shot. Ain't no joke, man. Get that joint, man. You can go to Walgreens, CVS, whatever. Get that vaccine shot. It's free, man. If you're a fan of Mike Savage, chill, man, get that vaccine shot, man. And I want to say a prayer out for the people that's in Haiti, man. All them Haitian people that's getting tortured and stuff like that. Crossing the border and stuff, man. I pray for them folks, man. Let's pray for them, man. It's not right. Pray for them folks, man. Pray for them. And keep President Joe Biden in prayer, because he got one of the toughest jobs in the world, man, being the president of the United States. It's the toughest job in the world, man, being a president. Making all the decisions and stuff he gotta make. But yeah, man, like I said, keep Joe Biden in prayer, because he got one of the toughest jobs in the world, man. Being the president of the United States, a valid great country. Pray for that brother. He doing his thing, man. Make sure I check out my show every day, all day on Mike Savage Show, right here on Anchor FM, the hottest podcast in the world, man.